Tosis. Now, Tosis asks a huge kasha. Here we are discussing whether the mace inside the keva, whether that tumma will escape through the lid. And the Gemara, as we just mentioned, said that if there's a tefach gap, then essentially it will not escape through the lid. There's a gezeira midrabbanon, we waive the gezeira, etc., etc. So if you remember, the kasha that Tosfos launched was a kasha really on Rashi. We know there is a tumma called tumas goylel, and this tumas goylel is considered for all intents and purposes like the mace itself, although we'll see in a minute it's not exactly like the mace. And if that's the case, we now need to ask ourselves a question. One second. What is the goylel? Shittas Rashi is that the goylel is the lid of the orin. So if that's the case, as Tosfos, I don't understand. Why are we busy working out whether the mace inside of the orin, whether its tumma will escape? Forget that. The lid is itself tummy. And if the lid is itself tummy, by jumping over the oroin, you are forming an oihel over the lid. So you'll become tomei, doiraisa, whatever happens. Who cares about whether the mace, its tumma, can escape? That was Tosfos' kasha. So let's go from Tosfos' answer. V'yesh loima, just give me one second. Right, says Tosfos, v'yesh loima. If you remember, we had the rule that there are two types of people who are not allowed to become tomei. Who are they? The koyein and the nozir. And we have a rule that says that if you want to know which type of tumma is a koyein prohibited from becoming, it's the same as a nozir. Whatever the nozir can't do, the kohen can't do. Even the nozir who's not allowed to become tummy, it doesn't apply to every single tumor. There are certain types of tumois that a kohen, that a nozir is allowed to become tummy for. So if that's the case, then the kohen will also allow to become tummy. And one of those tumas that a nozir is allowed to become tumah for is tumas goylel. So even though we said before that a goylel is considered like the mace, but here we see it's not exactly like a mace. So look at Tosfos. V'yesh loima. D'lo kasha. D'atoni b'smacha yis. Kol tumah. Oh, thank you, Chaim. Kol tuma she'ein hanozir megaleach oleho. What does megaleach mean? Shaves. When a nozir becomes tomei, he has to shave. Whatever he does not need to shave for, which is another way of saying, whichever tuma does not disrupt his naziras, ein koyen muzar oleho. So too a koyen is not prohibited either. The goylel, the doifek, ein nozir megaleach aleihem. And goylel the doifek is in fact one of the tumois that a nozir is not considered to have had his naziris disrupted for. Kedetnam b'masechtos nozir in perek koyin godol. That's what it says there. So at the moment, everything is good. And that is, the Kohen's Isurim are exactly the same as the Nozir's Isurim. A Nozir has no prohibition about becoming Tomei Tumas Goylel, so in turn, neither does a Kohen. In which case, everything is fine. When Reb Elazar is jumping over the Oroin, he doesn't need to be concerned with jumping over the lid, which is the goylel, because that is no issa. He only needs to be concerned about jumping over the mace inside the Oren. And that's why we're only discussing the mace inside the Oren, whether there is a tefach or not a tefach, etc., etc. But the lid, even though it's true, it will be metameh him, but there's no issa for him. There's no issa for him to become tameh. We know, for example, what's another example of a tumah that there's no issa for a kohen to become tameh? For example, one of the kraven or a mace mitzvah. A kohen, even a kohen gadol for that matter, sees a mace mitzvah, he's allowed to become tamei for him. It doesn't mean that he's not tamei, he is tamei, but there's no prohibition in becoming tamei. So here we have another example. He's allowed to become tamei for tumas goylel. He's not allowed to become tamei for tumas mace. That's why in our Gemara we're only discussing the mace and not the goylel. Says Tosfos, I'm sorry, I disagree with this rule. I disagree, says Rabbeinu Tam, with the Kohen Nozir rule. And if I disagree with the Kohen Nozir rule, then our original question is going to come right back. Let's see how Rabbeinu Tam says it. V'hoya omer Rabbeinu Tam. The leise lahani klali, this klal does not exist. Leise, it isn't. This klal simply isn't true. You're telling me that the koyen zisurim are dependent on the nozi zisurim? It's simply not true. Why? I'll prove it to you. The ha'oma hasam, it says over there, revius dam. If you have one revius, which is a fluid measure of dam, of blood, Ein ha-nozir megaleach olov. A nozir will not have to be megaleach, meaning that's not subject to the issa of a nozir becoming tomei. It's too small an amount of dam. Ad shiyehe chatzi lug, until it is a larger amount of dam, namely half a lug. And yet va'afilu hachi koyein muzar olov. And nonetheless, a kohen is prohibited from becoming tomei even for a revius dam. How do I know? Because the Rina Maperek Behema Makasha, it says the revius dam habo mi beis meisim tomei. A revius dam, even if it emerges from two separate dead bodies, the kohen will become tomei. Umafkin oleh, we learn it out, mi al kol nefashos meis lo yavoi, quote unquote. So how can you tell me that the Kohen and the Nozir have the same set of rules? It's not true. A Nozir is only prohibited from touching a half lug of dam. And a Kohen is prohibited, much less than that, even a revius of dam. So what do you see? That we are more machmir with the Kohen than we are with the Nozir. And if that's the case, we're back to square one. Yes, the nozir is not prohibited with tumas goylel. Maybe the kohen is. We're more machmir with a kohen. What were you trying to tell me? No, kohen nozir is all the same rule, but I've just proved from dam that it's not the same rules, and kohen is actually more strict than a nozir. So we are back to square one. How could Rabbi Elazar skip over the Oroin? Why was he not concerned with the tumor of the goylel of the lid? Don't tell me that it's okay because for the Nozir it's okay because the Kohen is different from the Nozir. Says Tosus, no. I'm reinstating the rule. A Kohen and a Nozir are essentially have the same set of rules. Why, if so, when it comes to a revius dam, are the amounts different? Yesh loimah, the hossam, over there, in the case of dam, mikol mokoim, nonetheless, have a shame tumah. It is a particular type of tumah, shahanozir megaleach oleho, that the nozir is prohibited, albeit for a different amount. Avol goylel the doifek, Einoi klal, underline the word klal, the nozir. Olekach ein Kohen Muzer Olav, period. What's Tosis answering? Tosis is saying that essentially we want to reinstate the Kohen Nozir rule. Whatever the Nozir is Asa, the Kohen is Asa. If the Nozir is Mutter, the Kohen is Mutter. The Nozir has no prohibition of Tumas Goylel, and therefore neither does the Kohen. So what was the question? So why, when it comes to Dam, are there different amounts? The Shiurim are different. Says Tosas, fine, I don't mind there being a difference in Shiur of Dam, but that doesn't break the rule. Why? Because at least the general Tumah of Dam, does the general Tumah of Dam apply to both a Kohen and an Ozir? Yes. Albeit with slightly differing amounts. Okay, I'll grant that to you. But at least they are both subject to the Issa of becoming Tomei through Dam. Whereas Goylel does not apply to a Ozir klal. So if it doesn't apply to a Ozir at all, then it doesn't apply to a Kohen at all. If it does apply to a Ozir, then it does apply to the Kohen, albeit perhaps slightly variant, whether it's a Revius or a Chatzilug, whatever it may be. But if it doesn't apply at all to a Ozir, it doesn't apply at all to a Kohen either. So at this stage, are we good or are we not good? At this stage, we're all fine. Again, how did Rabbi Elazar skip over the Oroin? Why was he not concerned with the Goylel? The answer is, if the Goylel doesn't apply to a Nozir, it doesn't apply to the Kohen. That's the answer. Don't worry about Dam. Dam is different because there's just a difference in amount. But essentially, this rule of the Kohen Nozir is alive and well. Says Tosfos, Inami. Alternatively, what we could suggest is Ha Braisa, maybe the Dam Braisa, Sovra Kazakanim Harishainim. Maybe they held like the early elders in Nozir. What does it say there? Shayu Oimrim, Revius Dam, Gam, Betaglachas Nozir. There is an opinion that even with regard to Nozir, a Revius is prohibitive. It's not a Chatzilug. Well, if that's the case, it's even better. So then Nozir and Kohen really are absolutely identical. So Tosa says, I'm not really concerned. Either way, it's fine. If it's exactly the same Shear, well, obviously it's fine. And even if it's not exactly the same Shear, but they're still basically on the same page, i.e. Dam is Matame, and it's an Issa. Whereas when it comes to Goylel, Goylel is not applicable to a Nozir at all. So therefore, it's not applicable either to a Kohen. So at this stage, everything is fine and dandy. Do we understand the Gemara? Yes, we do, Baruch Hashem. Rabbi Elazar allowed himself to jump over the Oroin. The only discussion in theory that we need to look at is the with regard to the tumah of the mace inside the Oroin, but not with regard to the tumah of the Goylel, which is, according to Rashi, the lid. Why not? Because that tumah doesn't apply to a Nozir. It doesn't apply either to a Kohen. Everything is fine. Wonderful. Beautiful Tosfos. However, we're not out of it yet. Umiyo says, Tosfos, Tema. It's a wonder. There is another problem. Amai ein hameis metame ba'oihel kiven shehakisui atzmai mekabel tuma. The koldova hamakabel tuma einoi choitzeitz befnei hatuma imkein metame ba'oihel. Tosus is asking now a new question. Okay, let's forget the goyel. Is the lid of the Aroin Tomei? Yes, it's Tomei, fine, I'll grant that to you. Is that a prohibition for a Kohen, the Goylel? No, it isn't, just like Nozir, fine. For one second, let's re-examine the mace. You told me we have a dead body inside the Aroin. Essentially, the tumor of the dead body should fly up all the way to heaven. So why doesn't it? Because there is a lid on top of the Aroin. And if there is a tefach between the mace and the lid, so then we said the tumor is, as it were, contained. What did we call that? Chaitzetz. What's chaitzetz? The lid of the Aroin is chaitzetz. It's chaitzetz. So it acts as a barrier and does not allow the tumor to escape from the Aroin. So here, Moirav Rabbeisa, we have now another rule. When it comes to Tumah, there are thousands of rules. You can only act as a chaitzitz if you yourself are not susceptible to Tumah. But if the item which is trying to act as a chaitzitz is itself susceptible to tumah, which we call makabel tumah, then it cannot act as a barrier. So let me give you an example, just a moshel, just to help us understand it. Imagine I'm shining, I've got a flashlight in my hands, and I'm shining it right at you. So you're going to now see the light of this flashlight in my hands. And what happens if I put a black piece of card on top of the flashlight? Then that will block the light from emerging. So that's a chaitzetz. It doesn't mean the light is not there. It doesn't mean the light is any less powerful, but its rays are being contained and there's a blockage, there's a chaitzetz. So if you're looking at the black card, what will you see? You will not see any light. But what happens if I don't put a black card, I put a piece of transparent glass? Well, obviously that's not gonna help. What are you gonna say? But there's a barrier there, because in between me and the flashlight is a piece of glass. Well, that doesn't help because the piece of glass is transparent. So it can hardly act as a barrier between the light and you. The same is true with tumah. If you want something to be a chaitzetz, it's got to be a material that does not allow tumah to touch it at all. What would be an example? Like stone, for example. But if it's a type of item which itself can be makabel tumah, so it's like putting a transparent piece of plastic on top of a flashlight and then saying, why does the light seep through? Well, of course it seeps through because it's not light resilient. Says Tosfos, we have the same problem over here. We've got the mace inside the Aroin and the tumah is trying to escape. So what are you telling me? No, the lid of the Aroin acts as a chaitzitz. How on earth does the lid of the Aroin act as a chaitzetz when it itself is makabel tumah? And if itself is makabel tumah, it can't act as a barrier. It's like a transparent piece of plastic. That's Tosfos Kasha. Miutema. And therefore, if you jump over the Aroin, by the way, once again, l'chayra, you have the tumah of tumas oil. What are you going to say? But there's a barrier, but it can't serve as a barrier. Umiyutema, says Tosfos. Amai ein ha-meis matami ba'oihel. Why is the mace not matami ba'oihel? Kiven sha'kisui atzmai makabel tuma. Because the kisui is itself, the lid of the Aroin is itself makabel tuma, so it can't act as a chaitzetz. Why not? Because we have a rule, the kol dovar makabel tuma, anything which is receptive to tuma, einoi chaytseitz b'fnei tuma, cannot act as a barrier in front of tuma, in keim tamei b'oihel. So therefore, by jumping over the oroin, you are once again running into problems of tumas oihel. V'yesh loima, says Tosis, a tremendous teretz. The ein metame elo tzad chitzoin shaboy. Avol tzad pnimi tohoir. The lid of the aroin, we said, is makabel tumah. Why is the lid of the aroin makabel tumah? Because it's a goylel. Which side of the lid becomes tummy? Says Tosis, a tremendous chidush. Yes, it's true, a goylel becomes tummy, the lid will become tummy. But which side of it? Only the tzad chitzoin, the outside of it, but not the inside. Phenomenal chidush. You have a lid of an oroin, the underside is perfectly tahoir, and the top side is perfectly tummy. So now, look at the mace inside the orin. What happens to the mace inside the orin? The mace inside the orin, its tumor is trying to emerge. What does it hit? It hits the inside, the underside of the goylel. That part is not makabel tumor. And therefore it does act as a chaytseitz. On top of the lid, if you put your finger on top of the lid, you'll become tummy, that's true. But the underside of the lid, incredibly, remains tahir. So when this tumma is trying to emerge, it cannot emerge, because the first thing it hits is the underside of the lid, and that's not makabel tumma. So if you go back to our mashal, imagine you have two-sided card, a two-sided piece of chaytseitz. One side is transparent and one side is a black piece of card. So if the black piece of card is next to the flashlight, it will not get out. What are you going to tell me? Yeah, but on the other side is glass. So what? But it got stopped at the first hurdle. It didn't get past the first layer of black card. So too over here as well. The tumah, which is trying its best, unsuccessfully, to escape from the oroin, what's the first thing that tumah hits? It rises up, hits the underside of the lid, and that is tohir. Says Tosis, yesh loima de'ein metame elo tzad chitzoin shaboyin. The only thing that becomes tummy is the outside, the top part of the lid, avol tzad pnimi tahor. But the inside is perfectly tahor. Kedetnan, it's a Mishnah, Maseches Oholos, Perek Tezvov, Chovis, a barrel, shimeleo mashkin tahorin, full of liquids which are pure, umukefes tzomid posil, va'oso goylel lekever. If you made this barrel as a goylel, imagine you made the lid of an oroin out of a barrel of mashkin. If you touch that, you will be tomei for 7 days. Why will you be tomei for 7 days? As we said, because the goylel, which is this barrel, is considered like the mace itself. But the hachovis, the hamashkin, toirin. But the mashkin inside will be okay, lafisha tzad pnimi kuloi tahir, because the inside of it is all tahir. So therefore, Tosfos says everything is great. It's true a goylel is makabel tumah, but it's only makabel tumah mibachutz, from its outside, the top part. But the inside part, which is forming an oil over the mace, will not become tummy. It is therefore not mekabel tumah, and it is therefore acting as a chaytseitz. So everything is fine except one last knockout kasha at Rashi. Remember, all of these questions are based on Rashi's opinion, which Tosas began with, because even though we all agree that a goylel is tomei, but the question is, what is a goylel? And Rashi maintains that a goylel is the lid of the oren. If that's the case, that's why we had shlep. If it is the lid of the oren, so first we wanted to know, how can you jump over the lid? The answer is, that is not prohibition for a kohen, just like a nozir. Then we wanted to know, but if the lid is becoming tomei, then it can't be a chaytzeitz. The answer is, it can become a chaytzeitz. So far, Rashi is fine. But here comes the final question. Says, Tosfos umiyu teima leperusha kuntres. I've still got a kasha on Rashi, the pirish beperek kama de'eravin, with regard to gabe ein oisin mi balei chayim, goylel v'doifek. Can you make a goylel, the Mishnah says, out of an animal? So according to Rashi, what does that mean? You don't have a lid for an oroin, so you want to put an animal, use an animal as a lid for an oroin. So it says, don't do that. The question is, ve'i goylel hainu kisui ha'oroin. If you're going to tell me that the lid, what is a goylel? Rashi told us a goylel is what? Is the lid. Is that not totally absurd, says Tosfos? I goylel hainu kisui ha'oroin. If the goylel is the lid of the oroin, v'chi oisin mi balei chayim kisui the oroin. Do people possibly make a lid of an oroin out of an animal? Never heard of such a thing in my whole life. How can the Gemara tell me, the Mishnah teach me a very important rule? Don't make a goylel out of an animal. One second. What does goylel mean? The lid of the oroin? What? That's what the Mishnah is telling me? Don't make the lid of an oroin out of an animal? Nobody in a billion years would make the lid of an oroin out of an animal. So how can Rashi tell me that the lid is the goylel? It would be absurd even to be discussing using an animal for a goylel. Says Tosfos in conclusion, Al kein pirish Rabbeinu Tam. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, I disagree with Rashi. The goylel, do you know what my definition of a goylel is? Not like Rashi. It is not the lid of the oroin. What is it? Hainu matseva. It is the upright matseva. The chein derech b'nei odom. It is the norm for people. Litain behema ala keva. To put an animal as on top of the keva. Again, not as a lid, but as an upright monument. Why? Lesimon. That it should be a sign ad sheyitnu olav matseva, until they can eventually put a permanent matseva. Tosfos tells you, imagine they had to bury somebody at emergency. So you put you bury the mace in an oren, and you're going to eventually erect a proper matseva. But in the meantime, you're going to have to everyone go home and make the matseva. By the time we come back, how are we going to know where the kever is? So apparently the norm was to erect, as it were, a temporary matseva. How so? You just put an animal there. You just put an animal there. And that's why the Mishnah needs to discuss whether you can or can't make a goylel out of an animal. At least we're talking about something which people did do. But it would be totally absurd for a Mishnah to be discussing something that nobody in a billion years does anyway. Don't make a goylel out of an animal. What, don't make an animal a lid of an oren? Nobody in the history of human beings have ever seen putting a cow on top of an oren. So why is the Mishnah discussing it? Says Rabbeinu Tam. This is a very, very famous machlokes, by the way. It appears in many, many, many places. What is the goylel? We definitely have a drasha to teach us that a goylel is tomei. we definitely have a chiddush that a goylel is tummy, just like a mace is tummy. Therefore, if you touch it, you'll become tummy for 7 days. By the way, this is a great quiz question. Great quiz question. How can it be that someone can touch a tumah and become tummy for 7 days, and yet he did not touch a dead body? How can that be? There is no other tumah that you touch and you become tummy for 7 days besides for a dead body. And the answer is, there is one answer, a goylel. A goylel is considered like the mace, with the $64 million question being, but what is the goylel? So according to Rashi, the goylel is the lid. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not the lid at all, it's the matzeva. It is the upright.
Why can't we say that it wasn't the, it's not an animal itself, it's an animal hide. That's the covering of the
kebab. Could be, but and then I'm just accepting it from Tosis, but that was not the norm either. So if that's the case, we now understand that all of this very lengthy Tosis, this very complicated Tosis, all of Tosis' kashas were all based on Rashi. Rashi is the one who's making things complicated over here. If you hold the goylel is the lid, that's why we have this whole long Tosis trying to work out how can you jump over the lid. So it's metame in, it's metame the inside, metame the outside, etc., etc., etc. Yeah, nozir, not nozir. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, none of these questions even begin. Why? Because the lid of the aron is not a goylel. And Rabbi Elazar didn't jump over the matzeva, he jumped over the aron. So therefore, if you ask Rabbeinu Tam, how could you jump over the lid? I'll tell you what's the problem. Yeah, but you're jumping over the mace, fine, that's what the Gemara discussed. That's why the Gemara only discussed the mace. Whereas according to Rashi, the girdle is the lid, that's why Tosas had this whole mega discussion, that it's not enough just to discuss the mace inside the Aron, but you also have to talk about the lid on top of the Aron. The halachas of Tumah v'Tahara are always very, very complicated, but when they do crop up, it's always very geschmack to learn. Okay, we'll hold it over here and continue next time in Mitzvah Shem.
A quick irrelevant question. Is
the run out, so very quick, yeah.
Will the Rav Shul be closed during the Seger? Staying open?
This is being recorded. Speak to me afterwards.
Okay.